Welcome, everybody, to the premiere episode, the pilot episode of the Case Fresh podcast. With me, the Fig Heel, and my brother from another Fig Vault.
Fig Vault, yep. This is the first time people are seeing me ever, for the most part.
This is like
the unmasking.
Yeah, this is like when Rey Mysterio got unmasked. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you realize this. It's actually a big deal for people because when I first started doing this, first, like I would say like maybe 2 years of doing Fig Heel, I didn't show my face at all. Like even in videos, I would show just my hands. And constantly people would comment like, can we see your face? Can we see your face? Face reveal, face reveal. And like it was a huge deal to people. And then I showed my face and then nobody ever cared again what I looked like. But it is kind of cool. It is kind of cool, like having people come up to you and they recognize you and they know who you are. People like to make a connection. So I do think it's important to show your face. But we have talked about doing a podcast for years, probably close to 4 years. And the main reason that we didn't was me, admittedly. So you've wanted to do it and you've brought it up very consistently for a long time. And I kind of like blew it off and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. I was kind of a little prima donna. And finally, like you must have caught me on the right day. And I was like, you know what? Let's just give it a try. Let's do it. And yeah, so here we are. We were actually supposed to start this WrestleMania week. And we were going to drop it the Thursday of WrestleMania. But I had some things going on. A very cool project that I was able to be a part of that we'll talk about in a few months. I think is going to be pretty exciting. So we kind of postponed it for a while, which I think was good, right? Like it kind of gives us the opportunity to fine tune a couple things that we wanted to do and how we wanted to be different than other podcasts, which we kind of want to give shout out to. So we have a whole list of podcasts we want to give a shout out to because, you know, there's not just us. There's not just Major Wrestling Figure Podcasts. There's a bunch. And I think every single one provides something different that is important for the community to know about.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, we're definitely not the first ones. And, you know, I want to acknowledge, you know, all the ones that are before us. I mean, not all of them, just, we got the Fully Posable. They were the first, to my knowledge.
That's my knowledge, too, is I believe they were the first to do this. I believe Major followed after them. I want to say Major was second.
Yes. Yeah, definitely Major, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, of course. And then you got, you know, Turnbuckle Tavern / Fig Night. Those guys are great. You got Chick Foley Show, The Fig Cave, Figure Friday with Nick Storm, 3 Points of Articulation, and Wrestling Figure News, Noah Nation, all them guys, you know, show props.
So yeah, like, I mean, like, and everybody provides something different. They have a different format, a different focus, something that separates everybody from everyone. So I do think it's important to, like, you know, if you like different things, include people into your rotation of podcasts because they are available everywhere and everybody likes something different. But I figured for this pilot, what we would do, and you agreed, is that we would kind of introduce ourselves for people who may not know. Maybe people don't follow Fig Heel on Instagram or TikTok, YouTube, whatever, and they don't really know who I am. Because believe it or not, even though you and I have been friends for years, there's people who follow you who have no idea who I am somehow, because that's odd to me. I'm not like cocky, like, oh, like everybody should know who I am, but you tag me and stuff all the time. We collaborate on posts. We mention each other all the time. So it always blows my mind when someone knows me, but not you, and vice versa, because I almost feel like we're kind of synonymous with each other, to the point that there are people out there, though, that think that you and I are the same person.
A thousand percent.
They think we're brothers. So I do think it's important for us to introduce ourselves. So I'll want me to start?
Of course. Go.
All right. So I am Fig Heel. My real name is Mike. You can call me Mike, whatever you want. People do it anyway. So I have, platforms of social media, Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, that are, you know, constantly growing. I like to produce content every single day, multiple forms, and it really is very time consuming, but I love doing it. Videos, shorts, reels, TikToks, posts, tweets, stories, links, lifetime collector. I love everything from original LJNs all the way up to the present day stuff. There's really not anything that I don't collect besides FTC. And I have gone on to do some pretty cool stuff. You know, I was on Wheel of Fortune last year with Xavier Woods, who then did the foreword for my book. I have a few different books that I sell. But yeah, so I've been able to turn something that I love, wrestling and wrestling action figures, into a pretty cool world that I've become a part of and been able to enjoy people and meet new people. And one of those people is actually you. So why don't you give people a little bit background on you, and then we'll talk about how we met.
Okay, I'm Fig Volt. My real name is Joe, and I collected when I was a kid, and I went all the way up until high school when I discovered girls, and I moved away from collecting a little bit. And it was the announcement of Titantron Live, the TTL. I got out of collecting because I just hated them. I was so heartbroken because I had all the Bone Crunchers, and that killed it for me. And then years later, I think in 2013, had some Hasbros that my now wife found, and she put them on display, and then that set it off for me, and I've been collecting again ever since. I don't have any fancy Wheel of Fortune stories or anything like that. I'm just some asshole that collects wrestling figures. And, yeah, you know, for it. Yeah, it's just I'm all about wrestling figures. It's a passion of mine. Me and you, we talk about wrestling figures every day, all day. And I think we've known each other for what, 8 years? I think there's maybe been 2 days when we haven't talked. Yeah. Like, it's just wild. Like, you know, this is our life. Like, we love wrestling figures.
Yeah. I think you're leaving out a very important thing there, which is the vault. You're leaving out information about the vault. You have one of the cleanest, most well-lit, spacious collection rooms, I think, on the you know the public internet. I'm sure there's I always make sure I say that people are like, oh, do you think you have the best collection? First of all, no, I don't. Second of all, I think
you do.
There is some collections out there that we don't even know exist that are probably
1,000%
world class. I think the best collections out there are ones that don't put it out there into the public. But you have this amazing, clean, crisp looking room. And even My Damn Toy said that to me when, you know, he came over. He was like, man, I didn't realize how big Joe's room is. I didn't realize how clean it is and how organized. He was just like, it's a sight to see.
Yeah, for sure. And that hasn't always been the case. Like, I started collecting, I was living in an apartment with my wife, and, you know, started off small. You know, I had like a Detolf or two or something like that. And then, you know, that back then I was figure obsessed. What a terrible name. And then I think I moved on to the Fig Bully, which is an even worse name. Oh, and I had God. That. I yeah, remember Fig Bully? Terrible. So I was Fig Bully for a while. And then I was like, you know what? Like, this isn't my identity. Like, I'm not a bully. And my identity was my room, like my toy room. Because I got my house. The display was looking nice. And I'm like, the page should be about, you know, my room. And so then I, you know, I'm not really a man cave type of guy. And I just couldn't come up with a name. And then I finally was like, yo, this is like a vault. So I just went with Fig Vault, and that's it.
It's funny you say that you made the page, the room was the page, right?
Yeah, it's all about the room. It's not about me.
That was the same thing with me, is I was like, the figures are this. I'm not the star here. Like, the figures.
Yeah, exactly.
But people don't want that. People want to make a connection. They want somebody. They want to see a face, you know? And like, I now that I'm years into it, I get it. I get it completely, and I'm glad that I was like, I jumped out of my comfort zone. I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll put myself on there. I'll show my face or whatever. And I'm glad I did. I do think it's important, especially with all the connections that we make.
For sure.
I want to talk about how we met. We don't have to go too in depth because I don't think it's like, you know, this crazy thing. It's not When Harry Met Sally. It's not. When Figgy met Vault. It's, you know, it's interesting because I think personally the most interesting thing about it is that we met on the WFigs message board, and neither of us have used the WFigs message board like pretty much since then.
Exactly.
Which is funny because we both used it basically so we could hunt easier and find out where things were. And then we connected with each other, traded numbers, and then I really never used it again.
Yeah. A big part of that too is, you know, for me personally, like I would go on the boards for news, you know, yeah. Interact with people, see what people are saying about figures. That was when Bill used to be on there, Bill McKenna. And, you know, they chased him off with, I think it was Elite 39 Sting, or I forget, but like that was my main source. And then, you know, they had the hunting section for Jersey. And then that's when we like met. And then once we like exchanged numbers and we were like helping each other hunt, we also started our Instagram pages after that. And once we started our Instagram pages, like that's where I got all my news from. So yep. Like there was really no use for the boards. I check in periodically, but not as much as I used to.
Yep. And I remember being at Walmart and you were standing next to me. And there was this like awkward thing where we were both looking at the figures, right? Then Now Forever, yeah. 2-packs or whatever on the racks. And we're just standing there. And I remember thinking, I'm like side-eyeing him. I'm like, what's going on with this guy? Like, why is he, what's going on? Why is he just like, kind of like, I don't know. I feel like he's scoping me right now. What's happening? Am I going to get into a fight in the fig aisle? Like, what's happening? and then you were like, yeah, are you such and such? And I don't even remember my name on the board. We were talking about.
Yeah, it's killing me. I want to know.
I don't even remember my name on the board. It wasn't Fig Heel yet, but you were like, yo, are you so-and-so? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, and then we like linked up and forever we were, you know, we've been tight ever since. But so that's a little bit how we met. You know, we met online, Tinder. So it was, you know,
oh yeah,
right swipe match in heaven. So, but for this podcast, what we want to do is we want to talk about updated figures. We want to talk about things like running changes. We want to spotlight collections. We want to do Q&A. We want to have some segments that are a little bit different than other podcasts. But for this pilot, we wanted to keep it, you know, very, very concise, introduce ourselves. We want to talk about the current figure news of this week and a few other things and then send you on your way. And then next week is going to be the official Case Fresh, episode 1. Full length. So right now what I want to do is I'm talking about figure news, and there's quite a few things that popped up this week in the figure world, wrestling figure world, as far as like new things or things that have just dropped. So we're going to drop this up first. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is this Mattel Basic 3-pack that was found in, I believe, Smith's in the UK, and it features Roman Reigns, John Cena, and The Rock. Let me bring this up. There it is. So the first thing that I noticed about this is obviously we've never seen this before, right? But they're not the new basics. They're old basics, which I found was interesting.
Now, I think it was BJ's. Maybe BJ's or Sam's had a similar 3-pack. Was it this three or was it other characters?
I want to say that it was Roman, Rock, and Brock. I'm pretty sure Brock was a part of it.
I think it was Roman and Brock and a blue Universal title, actually. I think it's coming back to me now, yeah.
So this, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. The Roman I really like. The We The One shirt, I really like that. He's got the man bun. I dig that. The Cena, I'm not a huge fan of that head they used. You know, Cena figures you need. And The Rock, I mean, I feel like that's an outdated figure right there.
For sure.
But it does have the updated tattoo.
Oh, it does have the updated tattoo. That changes it for me.
It looks like it to me on the right arm.
Yeah, for sure. But is it accurate with that tank?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
But it's a basic. What do you want?
Next up that we got this week, well, we didn't get, but we saw, was the Young Bucks. These are the Ring of Honor Jazzwares Vault Young Bucks, which what do you think of these?
I feel like they can't get their faces right.
They're horrible. I don't even know if
it's a shame because, you know, they're EVPs, and you know, I know the Young Bucks got some heat, and you know, people don't literally like them too much right now. But I mean, I want Young Bucks. I want like definitive, like Young Bucks with like good faces, like they like from the heel run. But I know this is Ring of Honor, but like I don't know, I just don't see the likeness too much in the faces. So I'm probably gonna pass on these, unfortunately. And
well,
yeah, man,
I have a schedule of you know, anything exclusive I kind of have to get because I don't want FOMO of missing out on an exclusive, because exclusives are always a little bit more limited numbers than standard run things. So I'm always gonna get them, but I will be honest. I think the heads are not good at all. I think they're pretty bad. If they didn't have the tassels on and the shirts on and posed like that, I literally would have no idea who they were. Exactly. Especially being in front of the Ring of Honor. I'm not the biggest Ring of Honor, like, you know, diehard follower. So I would literally be like, I have no idea who these are.
Same.
But since they're posed that way and they have the gear on, I can figure it out. But the faces do not look like them.
They don't.
Now, these are dropping on the 24th of April, Thursday, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on JazzWearsVault.com. I'm sure these are going to be limited to 5,000. Seems like that's the going thing. It's going to be the Young Bucks and the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. What do you think of this one?
I think the likeness is a little bit better, but to be honest, I don't give a fuck about Bryan Danielson at all. So, this is a hard pass for me. I mean, I don't know. I don't get Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, whatever you want to call him.
So, I don't get it. I mean, I like this. This reminds me of, again, I didn't follow Ring of Honor when he was in Ring of Honor. What this reminds me of is his NXT era of WWE. Like, when he was on the NXT game show. That's what this reminds me of. But the first thing that stood out to me, and I didn't even really spend much time on the face or the head scan or even look at it. First thing that stood out to me is that Ruthless Aggression Series 1 Brock Lesnar chest that he has.
It is big, man.
It's huge. He's like, his chest is not like that. But I do think it's going to be cool. We've seen this for a while, right? But these are the official shots of it. We've seen like he's going to have the robe and everything, the interchangeable heads, hands, all that stuff. I do like the Ring of Honor line with Jazzwares Vault. I do like the fact that the box on these Ring of Honor figures does not have the AEW logo anywhere on it.
That's a cool touch.
It is.
And I'm going to confess, like, that time when I stopped collecting wrestling figures, I didn't watch wrestling either. So I miss most of Daniel Bryan's run. Bryan Danielson's run. So, like, I'm not familiar with this. So, I mean, I know people are going to come at me for hating on D-Bry, but I miss most of it.
You're not hating on him. You don't dislike the guy. You're just not on that train. Like, he's not
your, at all.
He's not your guy. But yeah, I do think that's cool that the AEW logo is not on there. I expected it to be when they announced this line, kind of similar to when WWE had the NXT line.
Of course.
And the WWE logo was all over it, right? Very
cool. I thought it would be somewhere on there, you know.
And it's not. I searched the whole thing. It is not on there. But also, this popped up.
Oh, boy.
Collectforever.com, uncirculated. Figure number 2 in these lines of slabbed figures. Now, I will say this. Everybody's hating on this one, all right?
For sure.
I will say this is the most unique of these three drops, right? We've gotten Sting, we've gotten Sting, but this one, they at least put a little bit of effort in the fact that they gave her a different head. So I will give them that. They took that unmatched Series 1 body and they put on, I want to say, unrivaled Series 10 head. I'm just, you know, that's just me spitballing. I really didn't research it. No, it's a different head. Now, I would say that this is probably, this line is one of the most controversial right now in wrestling figure collecting.
Of course. It's because they dug themselves in a hole with the shop AEW exclusives, how it's just the same figure with like a t-shirt and it's got the high price point. Like at first you're like, oh, this is kind of the same figure with the Jericho, but you're like, oh, it's the first one, let me get it. And then, you know, so on and so forth. And then like eventually you're like, they're just this is just a big money grab, which is fine. It's a company, I get it, they're trying to make money, but it just wasn't for me. And then they dropped this line. And it's a shame because I like the fact that it's slabbed. It's pretty cool. And I like the fact that it's going off of the cards. Like the upper deck cards, they're using the exact gear that's on there. But they had already released this figure. basically. And, you know, the same with the other ones. Like, it's, they're basically just re-releases for the most part, but they're going off of the card, which is unfortunate that they've already, you know, have figures of that gear. So it's a cool concept, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. At this point in time, this doesn't seem like a great idea.
Yeah. And I, like I said, exclusives, I always buy exclusives. Just, I don't want to, you know, have that FOMO. I don't want to, that fear of missing out. I don't want to miss out. So I did get these.
You got the Brit?
I did. I don't hate them. I do love slabbed things, cards, figures. I love them. But one thing I want to reiterate on this that I still get DMs and messages and stuff about is that these are official releases. These are not bootlegs. These are real. This is not somebody just taking a figure and putting it in a slab. This is a real figure. This is made by Jazwares. This is a licensed AEW figure. Collect Forever is actually an Upper Deck brand.
Yeah.
It's licensed. So let's put that to rest.
Yeah. And also a lot of people are saying, I see what they're doing with the peg warmers, the unmatched one Britt Baker. They're just repackaging it. It's a different figure. It's got different deco. And, you know, Jazwares isn't, you know, having all their, you know, shelf warmers mailed back to them so they can open them up and put them in a new package. Like
same thing with the pump. Same thing with the punk. Same thing with the snake. There's
the punk's a little bit different though. I feel like the punk's a mishmash.
It is. Just like this one. It's just in a different way. They are different figures. It's just they're not different enough. But
definitely not. It's you know like yeah like I had to really study it to see what the difference is. Like, there's like slight deco differences and a different head.
Yes.
And it's a shame. It's such a cool concept, but like they already got all the heavy hitters out of the way with the gear that's on the cards. So it's a cool concept, but like, you know, you can't kick off the line with like a Jungle Boy or something. It's got to be the heavy hitters like Punk, Sting, Britt. And, I get it.
And clearly Punk was the right move because, you know, at that point he was already in WWE. So it was like,
it
was kind of smart, to be honest with you. But to stay on this train of AEW and Britt Baker, this was also popped up. This is a Target exclusive. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm not trying to be a hater because they got like, you know, I used to like AEW. I don't watch it as much anymore. It's not as interesting, but woof, man.
Yeah.
That looks fucking terrible.
Yeah. But I do think that the Owen Hart tournament title is the silver lining in this that I think
for sure.
I don't want to say it's going to help move it off the shelves because I do expect this to be a peg warmer, but I think it's going to entice the diehard collectors to buy it just for the belt. However, this belt was kind of like a one and done type thing. It's not like it's something that was on TV weekly. So
yeah,
it's obscure, but I think it's cool. People love belts and people who collect women's figures are going to love this. So, but they're just not. Yeah. I'm not a fan. I do like that. Like Owen Hart style gear is cool, but
you know. Definitely. And speaking of being on TV weekly, when's the last time you saw Brett on TV? You know, I know it's unfortunate, you know, like it takes about a year to produce a figure. I get it. But it's just like, I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot of bad luck.
Yeah.
For AEW Jazwares.
And next one. Oh, well, this isn't new, but this is in my thing I wanted to talk about. So I finally pulled the trigger on the Anthony Bowens Unrivaled series. What is it? 13?
I have no idea.
And I turned it around. And I noticed that mine had a sticker of his signature on the back that says AB with the scissor drawn scissor man. I sent out a tweet and everything that said, does anybody know whose signature they covered with this sticker? And of course, everybody is not reading my question and commenting. Clearly, it says AB. It's Anthony Bowens. And it's not what I'm asking. Yeah. This is a sticker. There's obviously an incorrect signature underneath. What is it? Nobody can answer. You know who fucking answered me? Correctly? Anthony Bowens tweeted me and answered it. And he explained that there's three versions. There is the version that has the incorrect signature, which is Swerve's signature.
Okay.
That's the first run. Then this is the second run. It has his sticker over Swerve's signature. And then they completely reprinted it with it printed on the box of just AB. On the actual box corrected. So
wow.
Three versions. And I thought that was cool that like everybody was giving me these cocky answers and couldn't answer, but the man himself came through and provided the answer. So shout out to Bo.
Yeah, I love Bowens.
Oh, yeah, man. He's so
big, big Acclaim fan. Absolutely. Right from the jump. They're the best.
All right, so back to the new figures. These are some of our favorite things to collect, right? So
hell yeah.
We've seen these, right? We've seen these figures, but we saw the mint on card shot, which I love these mint on card, right?
Yeah.
So here
are you still doing? Are you still doing a mint on card and loose?
It's hard. That's honestly, it's one of the hardest collections because there's certain ones. Like I've only ever found one Mr. Perfect. So same. I have it open. I don't have it sealed. If I find another one, obviously I'm going to go that route. But now what I'm doing is my first ones that I get of each figure, I'm opening because I can't guarantee I'm going to get two.
Yeah.
Because they are hard to get. But I love the packaging, right? But now it's like how they connect. It's not like it was originally. Like, look, yeah. it's just a little bit of his elbow. And the majority of them actually don't connect anymore, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it can't because they have like the Macho Man and the Rock, they got released twice, and then now it's just three figures per series. Like, so like you can get that out of your head about making them connect now. Yeah. I was collecting them loose and mock, but I'm not sure if I'm going to keep going mock. I'm pretty behind actually, because I mean, like you said, they're pretty hard to get. Like, yeah. I still need a Lou, I still need Vader, I need so many.
Yeah. But. Now sometimes I miss things like this, and you catch them. Have they shown what is underneath the singlet for Kurt Angle yet?
I don't remember. I don't remember if they showed that. I don't know. This figure doesn't look too familiar, to be honest with you. Like, did they show this Mania Weekend without the singlet?
No. But we've seen like unofficial shots of it.
Yeah, I need it to be the blue.
I don't think it's going to be. A lot of people are saying that, and that's what the picture it's on the box. I don't think it's going to be that. You know what I think it's going to be? I think it's going to be shorts. Yeah, you remember when he didn't wear the singlet a couple times and it was just shorts underneath? That's what I think it's gonna be.
Nah, I can't have that. I'm not a big cloth singlet guy. It worked for Mr. Perfect, and I mean, that's, you know, basically like there's no singlet underneath. I need that definitive Kurt Angle blue singlet underneath it. Need it.
I agree. I was staring at this picture and I don't see any parts of it. I could just be missing it, but also that they showed, sorry, is Tatanka. Wait, they did show these at Mania, because I remember when I was
I know they did show them. I just don't know if they showed the angle without the singlet.
Yeah, they didn't. But when I saw this at Mania, I was like filming it, and there was this guy who's like on my back as I'm filming it. And so I'm like in a rush, you know, I'm getting like anxiety. I'm like, oh my God. So I finally move. I turn to like go, and it's fucking Tatanka is the guy that's like breathing down my neck as I'm trying to like look at his figure. I was like, oh shit. Now I understand. I would absolutely be doing the same thing. I'd be like, dude, get the fuck out of the way. I'm trying to see my figure. And he loves his figures. And this is very different than any other Tatanka release. So
definitely. The Mania Weekend was such a blur. We had so much to do. Kind of disappointed with the gear choice, to be honest with you. I need blue trunks.
I know, but it's kind of in line with what I was expecting. Just because they feel this need to have cloth goods on every figure, and I figured.
I thought they were gonna go like cloth, like headdress or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm just circling back to Kurt Angle. I'm looking closely at the picture. It's a blue singlet underneath.
All right, nice. I prefer that. I'm not a big shorts guy, but that's what I was like. Oh, I hope it's not shorts. That's what I was thinking. Now, with Tatanka, the cloth goods and everything like that, I think that whatever they call that entrance gear looks good. But what this really brought me to at Mania, I was looking. I think we're going to be at 11 series at this point, 11 or 12 series of figures, and we still don't have a Stone Cold Steve Austin, which shocks me.
Yeah, I think on the very first figure, you look in the crowd, you see somebody with like an Austin 316 shirt or like a Smoking Skull shirt. So I definitely thought he was going to be in like the next, like the first four series. It's interesting that he's not in there yet.
I'm pretty sure if you look at those original cardings, everybody who's on the shirts in the crowd has been made except for Stone Cold, which is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Here we have Big Boss Man. To me, this is the best one in the set. I don't know what you think. This is the best one in the set.
I mean, I like it. I just, the soft goods looks a little bulky in this picture, but I mean, What are you going to do? I mean, obviously, it has to have the soft goods shirt. They're not going to paint that on.
I love it. I do. I love it. Because, you know, this is exactly what I imagined. Since they started the line, I was like, they got to do a Boston. I think it would look so cool with the blue shirt.
I honestly weren't sure if they were going to do big men, just because all the body types for the Masters are just so muscular. Like, there's no, like, big guy bodies, and they did it. You know what? I'm looking at it. I'm on the Wrestling Figure Database. Shout out, you guys. I use this site all the time. And I'm looking at it with the glasses. It's dope.
Yeah, I like it. All right, we're going to keep moving. We're taking a little too much. Oh, they just showed off the box mock-up of the Jericho housing. It's, you know, it's a standard flat box, nothing too crazy, and it's, you know, it's still just a mock-up, so.
Yeah, need it.
Mitch over at Grapplers and Gimmicks, he showed off this one of, I want to say it's 300, I believe it says, exclusive Mark Miro in the black, Wildman Mark Miro in the black trunks. I think it looks awesome, but I didn't ask him. I should have texted him before we recorded where this is exclusive to. I'm imagining it's just going to be exclusive to him, but he's just calling it a limited.
Yeah. Thing. I don't know. I feel like – I think Asylum is carrying his product as well now. But I saw this, and I'm like, wow, that looks cool. I prefer the red. But then it just transformed me back to Jack's Series 1 managers. Yep. And I was like, yeah, I need that black one too.
Well, that's why I want both of them, because it's like his two Jax figures, right?
Yeah.
He showed this today, actually. This is the new rockers of Marty Jannetty and Leaf Cassidy, a.k.a. Al Snow. And the one thing I want to talk about is everybody shits on Mitch, right? Everybody shits on Mitch.
Yeah, it's so uncalled for.
And they say like, oh, like stop with the renders. We don't care about the renders. We want to see real figs. Here's why I like the renders, okay? He showed this Marty Jannetty last week, and somebody pointed out and was like, oh, Marty never wore Al Snow's boots, blah, blah, blah. And 1 week later, what do we have? Updated correct. Marty with the correct boots. Yeah. So this is a reason why renders do come in handy. And he pays attention to people's complaints. How many things has he changed after a render's come out?
1,000%.
Like, I gotta give the guy his flowers. Like, he does.
1,000%. I was a little leery when he started doing figures. And I was just like, because the smoke train, like, let's be honest, the smoke train was not good. Yep. And I was just like, but ever since then, it's just onward and upward, as he would say. And he's hitting that new gen spot. I'm such a big new gen guy, and like everything he puts out, I'm loving everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I tell him to this day when, like, he'll call me sometimes and ask me things about the figures. I'll tell him, like, I'll always be like, man, like, just to see where you've come from smoke train. I always bring it up because he knows that, like, I'm like, man, I really just
wasn't.
There's no, I'm not going to, who, I can't, nobody can bullshit him, you know? It's not a great figure. But when you go from smoke train to where he is now, they're a good figure. I don't care what anybody says. They look
great. Yeah, I feel like it's trendy to hate on him too, which is corny. But you know, like the guy's putting out figures quick too. You know, like just lightning fast. And it's, I mean, I can't get enough of them. And it's that new gen. I'm a sucker for new gen. New gen's so cool.
Some of them are transferred from concept art to actual figure within 5 months, which is crazy.
I know.
We have this.
Yeah, good.
So I got this in the mail. This is a one of one production sample of the PN News Kayfabe Heroes PN News Variant B, which is limited to 250. But this is the production sample that doesn't have anything on the boots.
So got it right there.
So the final ones are going to have on one boot is going to have what number figure it is in the production line, which I think is awesome. And the other one's going to have, like, you know, the copyright stamp or whatever. So I'm giving this away on my Instagram. But if you didn't watch the video on my page, there's a couple things that I talked about that I didn't like. The arms and any connecting area is not flush. Did you watch the video by chance? It's okay if you didn't.
I did not.
Okay. So the one thing that I don't like, and I think a lot of people are not going to like, is that when you turn the waist, it separates pretty significantly.
Okay.
But once you turn it back, it's fine. It's kind of PVC. It's not really, I don't think it's plastic. But you know, for a first shot, I think the deco application looks pretty good. And I do think that there's a lot of great detail in it, especially the shades. Like, there's like slight gold detailing on the shades. I'm going to get a better camera, by the way, guys. This is just like a temporary thing.
We're figuring it out.
I'm in the process of actually looking up cameras. So if anybody has a suggestion, please send it my way. We'll move on though. This is a 16D Japanese figure of Terry Funk. And I think this is awesome. Young Terry Funk. And he's got Terry on the jacket, that like university jacket, the yellow on the boots, taped hands. Very, very cool. The back's awesome. The Texas Broncos. I think it's a really cool figure.
For sure.
I don't collect these. They're very expensive because we don't really get them in the States, but still very cool. Now, I left off TL Hopper, but that's everywhere right now. Everybody's talking about it, right? There's a fucking shit floating in the toilet.
Spectacular.
It's beautiful.
When he said he was going to do the toilet, I'm like, what are you doing? We don't need a toilet. And then I saw the toilet today, and it looks fucking great. And I can't wait for that figure.
I love it. And it's a figure that I never would have thought we'd get, right?
But yeah, it's a figure I always wanted. I'm a new gen guy. Like, I'm pumped for this figure.
Absolutely. So we're going to move on to Power Town.
Power Town.
Now, I love this. Okay. So Power Town has acquired the license of TNA wrestling figures. Epic Toys had them. They kind of dropped the ball with it. And Power Town picked up that ball and they started running into the end zone with it. And here we have Ultra Series 1 TNA Wrestling. It's going to have four figures in it. First up is Moose. Now, anything anybody says, all right, first of all, these are for pre-order now. What are they, $50 each?
Yes.
$50 each, and there's a discount if you buy all four. First up is Moose. Now, Joe, you don't really watch TNA, right?
I do not.
Okay, so you know who these people are?
Yes, mostly because of the Major Wrestling Figure podcast, Brian and Matt talking about them. But, I think even without them, I would know who Moose is.
Okay, so you don't have, like, an attachment to them as wrestlers, so...
Not in the slightest.
But here's the thing. We know what the Ultras are like, right? I think they're very quality figures. They're heavy, I think they're very well done. So they're getting the Ultra treatment here by Power Town. He's going to come with this cloth goods robe that looks awesome.
It looks great.
Great logo, by the way. I love how the antlers spell Moose. Like, that's the wildest logo to me. I love that.
Yeah, that's dope. I didn't even see that.
And it's got like a flag or something kind of draped over the right shoulder. It looks like it's almost like the TNA logo. I can't really tell. Look, because it's like folded up, but it looks like the TNA logo to me.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, I think you're dead on with that.
So I don't see again. I don't really watch it religiously. I'll put it on here and there. So it's hard for me.
I don't even know where you would find TNA.
Yeah.
But look at the detail on those tats. Beautiful, man.
Tats, man. They look so good. And you know what? I saw a couple people commenting on my Instagram. They said it's laughable how tiny his hands are. I don't think they look tiny.
No.
I don't think they look tiny. I think they look very proportionate to him. So, but again, that's everybody has eyes go to something different. I think these look great. I don't mind the articulation on them. Some people do.
Yeah.
It's almost like a cross between an elite, a basic, and an ultimate in some ways, certain parts of the articulation. It's a little interesting. And there's the back. Again, great logo on the back of the trunks. Great tats. The next figure. Oh, wait. He comes with the title. How good is this?
Oh, yeah. See, that's the selling point right there.
Yeah. Boom.
Strap.
But only two figures come with
it. And I'm sure that's going to look great,
Not too. Every figure like in...
Yeah.
So we have Josh Alexander. Again, like, I know who he is. I'm not entirely familiar. He's got the headgear. He's got that cloth goods shirt. I'm guessing that's a Canadian maple leaf on it. Looks like he's got a grenade on his knees. Some tats on the lower right leg. It looks good. It looks good.
It does. There's for sure. Back.
I think I'm kind of alone in this, but I love the Power Town knee pads and elbow pads. I know you're not a fan of having to put them on. A lot of other people aren't.
Yeah, I don't like putting them on. I don't get why we have to put them on. But, once they're on, they're fine.
I like that assembly. I like some assembly required. I like the idea of feeling like I'm building something. Like, I don't know. I just love that. Here he is in the singlet, which I think he looks better in the singlet than he does with the entrance gear.
1,000%. All the
hats, it looks great.
Yeah, it's almost like great.
He doesn't need the entrance gear. It's almost like leave the entrance gear off and give a title or something, you know? Like, that's how this figure looks.
And the what has the likeness is dead on. Like, Power Town really hits that likeness hard.
So you can see a faded image behind him. It's
That's what I'm going off of.
It's identical.
Yeah.
There's this Alexander on the back. It's like dripping, which is pretty cool. Eddie Edwards here. So Eddie Edwards looks like he's going to have, just based on these renders, it seems like he's going to have a cloth goods shirt and a rubber goods jacket, I believe is what it looks like to me.
Yes.
A lot of green. Ride or die. He's got the mohawk. Edwards on the back, 83. It's kind of cool. I like the laces on the back of the boots. So that is a cloth goods shirt, right? I'm not crazy. That looks like a cloth goods shirt.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say that, but I would assume so.
Looks it like it to me.
I don't know how you would execute the double hard goods, but
good likeness to me. I don't know why the picture that they used behind him looks like it was from a family Christmas photo, and he was like, all the way in the back. Like,
definitely, yeah.
It's the lowest quality picture. You can't tell me TNA doesn't have a better picture of this guy. We'll move on though. There's the back. Not too much going on. Right. And then last one, which I think is the best in the set.
For sure.
She made her WWE debut in the Royal Rumble. You know, one and done, but I do think she's going to end up there. And I think it's the star of the set is Jordynne Grace. This literally looks like they took a model of her body, like a scan of her body, and just shrunk it down into a figure.
Yeah, 1,000%. I love this figure. It looks great. The hair looks great. The face, like the likeness is good. And like you said, like, you know, she's chiseled and it shows in his figure. It's outstanding.
Yeah, this is outstanding. It is. It's if it comes out like this, which honestly, I think it will because the renders of.
Yeah, they already proved they can do that. So,
yeah, the Power Town Ultra Series 1 pretty much looked just like the originals. My question is the hip articulation. I see none here. It almost looks like it has the normal articulation of the other ultras, but then they put like the shorts over it. But I can't see them doing that because of, you know, someone's going to pull those shorts off or something. So I'm curious what kind of articulation she's going to have in the hips.
I didn't even take note of that, but yeah, definitely.
You can see it even more from the back.
Yeah.
There's like no articulation designed in that render. It's interesting. But her back
not even looking at the articulation, but all right.
Yeah. Her back is jacked. Looks just like hers. And that's all I can say is this figure.
It's great.
Is one of the most identical figures I've ever seen.
I'm not even like a big articulation guy, to be honest with you. Like, you know, like I just need the figure to stand up. And that's it. Like, I, you know, some poses are cool, but like, as long as it stands up, that's all I need you to do because that's all I'm doing with it. Like, I don't do figure photography or I don't play or anything like that. So, articulation really doesn't matter to me as long as it stands up.
That's us, though. Some people do that.
Of course, they need that. Yeah.
We understand that.
Yeah. Like, our buddy Goldberg, like, he, you know, Figure Kingdom.
Yep.
Goats.
So many people. Yeah, they're great. So, and I wish I had the talent that they do to be able to do that.
But same. I tried. I tricked myself when we got the new generation. I was like, I'm going to do figure photography.
I
ended up throwing my Mr. Perfect across the room and I was done with it.
But I mean, here's the thing. I don't really, you know, I have no attachment to the Knockouts World Championship, but this is a great looking title. And
yeah,
Power Town does a great job with titles. So
they definitely do.
And oh, I don't know why this is in here, but so I just thought it was cool that my name is on the back of the PN News.
Oh yeah, I don't know how that got in there.
I really didn't mean to put this in there.
Yeah, all right.
And let's talk about this real quick. The World Tag Team Championship was debuted on WWE TV. So what do you think of the new titles?
I don't like it all that much. It's a little too similar to the world title. I don't like how round it is, but man, compared to what they had, it looks great. So I'll take the victory. I'll take the W. Like, you know, I wish it was a little something different, but it is what it is. It's way better than what they had. Like, it bothered me when people were like, oh, we're going for the gold. Like, man, they're like copper and they're like silver. Like, you can't say that. So at least we have a gold belt now.
Yeah.
Like, this looks like a championship. It doesn't look like a fruit roll up with, you know, dimes on it.
Yeah, I agree. And I just, I kind of get it. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the title. Maybe it'll grow on me. I'm really not a huge fan of any of the current WWE championships. I really, there's none.
What does Seth have? He has the world heavyweight. I like that. The other ones, I'm not the biggest fan of, to be honest with you.
The
women's is nice too, but it's basically the same as the other one.
It's a carbon copy. They're all very similar. But here's the thing: we're not getting away from this. You know, everybody's like, oh, bring back the old tag titles, bring back the old IC, the old Winged Eagle. I personally do not foresee them ever doing that, because this isn't just a championship. This isn't just a accessory. This isn't just a prop that they use for television anymore. This is literally a piece of branding. And they want that WWE logo to be as big as possible on that championship. So this is what we're going to get from now on. So we got to kind of get used to it.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand that. But, like, it doesn't have to be. You know, yeah. Like, come on. I mean, WWE's the leader.
Yeah,
by far. Not even close. But I don't know. Cody's been talking about bringing back that Winged Eagle if he's allowed to. And I don't know. If he has a nice run, they might let him do it.
How about that? Remember JB Toys that made that American Nightmare?
Shout out to JB Toys. Yeah, that's a nice belt. Real for nice sure. That, how sick would that be? Mm-hmm. If they use his design? Whew, that would be huge for him. Absolutely. Hope that happens.
So it's kind of crazy that, you know, 2 weeks removed from Mania, we have this many new figures being shown off and, like,
definitely
crazy. But normally after this, we would move on to our scoops, which is everything that we got this week. Cause that's what we call them, right? For years, we've been like, yo, would you scoop? Oh, I scooped this. I scooped that. So, like, that's what we call them. We call these scoops, things that we picked up, we got. We're going to keep it short this week, though. We're just kind of going to, you want to focus on the things you got, a couple things that are new, and I'll focus on a couple things.
I got one thing. I got from Amazon. I got the greatest hits Hollywood Hogan Ultimate, the Tan Boy, and that's all I got. I didn't even open it up yet.
No,
but I mean, it was a light week for me, uncharacteristically.
Yeah, I know. Where are you on these greatest hit lines? Are you going to continue getting each one? Would you have gotten that Hollywood Hogan if it didn't have the updated skin tone?
No.
Okay, so that's where I was initially. I was like, I kind of want to upgrade all these figures. But then, like, a lot of them, I'm like, why am I upgrading these? Because, like you said, I don't care about the articulation. I don't care if it has a double jointed elbow. So why am I spending another $20-something on this figure that I pretty much already have? Unless it has something new that is different. Like, for instance, that upcoming Greatest Hits Batista with the blue trunks as opposed to red or white. Of course, all right, that makes sense. It's completely different than the original.
Yeah, it all depends. Some of the releases, yeah, I'll upgrade if it's appropriate. But like the Legends ones, the best of the Legends, I can't get enough of them because of the Legends wall. Like, I want, if it was up to me, I would have all my figures would just be Legends. So, yep. Like, I like the re-releases in the Legends packaging. I know people hate on that, but I mean, fucking get used to it. Like, you know, they're going to keep re-releasing stuff. You know, it's a business.
It is what it is, man. Like, you know, you don't buy things for resale value down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and like, I don't buy to resell, but like, it was nice knowing that my stuff had value, you know, like it was a nice thought, like, hey, if something happens, I can sell my figures and I can, you know, get a decent buck. But like, after I re-released the Harley Race, like, that's when I was like, all right, I'm just going to stop hating on this. And it, you know what? Like, it's good for the community, like people that have just gotten into the line, you know, they can get these old figures that are astronomical now, you know? So it's just like, I'm good with it. I've made my peace.
maybe down the line it will be the originals will be, because that has happened in other lines where the original prop is worth more. But maybe not right now, but maybe down the line it will be.
I sympathize with people. Like, you know, like I bought the whole Legends series mock like 2 years ago, and I paid a lot of money for it. So when, you know, I see this stuff getting re-released, it's like, but like it's whatever now. Like, you know, I see the good in it. You know, people are getting these hands on these figures, but like I can also see people being upset by it as well.
Oh, I see both sides. I see both sides.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the only thing that I really got this week was the figure collection. Shout out to them, retrowrestlingfigures.com. Use code FIGHEEL to save 10%. I love their bone crushing wrestlers. Yes. They're continuation of the BCA line, and I think they're phenomenal personally. And I got the Ultimo Dragon and Sonny Ono 2-pack. I got all 3 versions. Now, did I
need... Oh shit.
I'm a completist. I have to, and they know that. did I need 3? No, but I don't want to miss out because I am a BCA completist.
That's also true. I forgot about that factor.
Yeah. So the Ultimo Dragon body is literally, they like recreated the Ken Shamrock 1 body, and it looks great. It almost looks like they just like it's made by Jax. And the Sonny Ono is a Clarence Mason body, basically. Different.
Yeah.
But close enough. And I got to tell you, man, it blends right in. It's so good.
For sure. Yeah. I found that out with the Atom Bomb and the Blue Meanie. For me, they're WCW guys, and there's not too many WCW guys that are, you know, in the BCA style. So I haven't gotten them yet. They look great. I'm just not sure if that's going to be for me or not.
Yep.
I mean, maybe as they build and they put more WCW guys in, I'll have to circle back and get them. But as of now, I'm not too sure I'm going to get them.
I feel you. I understand. But I personally love them. And I will be a completist. I'm looking forward to that. Gilbert.
Yeah. Wayne Gill. Yeah, give me that fucking Gilbert, bro. I need that.
Need it. So yeah, normally we would have like much more extensive stuff, but I just wanted to focus on like main things, right?
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to have a whole bunch of shit to talk about with my scoops. But then we're also going to, like I said, we're going to focus on collections. We're going to spotlight collectors. So if you want your collection spotlighted on the show, send us a DM at Case Fresh Pod on Instagram. We'll take a look and we're going to be spotlighting one collection a week. We're going to be showing pictures. We're going to be promoting your Instagram. So send it through. We're going to talk about it. We're going to say what we like, maybe things that we would change, maybe things that don't really fit our collections or things that are unique, staples, you know, conversation pieces. We're also going to be doing a Q&A at this point in the pod. Yeah. And talking about like answering a couple questions. And we'll tell you how to do that on Instagram coming soon. And a few other things. But For the pilot, I would say we're going to, you know, I think that was a pretty good extensive pilot right there. You know, I wanted to keep it 30 minutes. We're at almost an hour now. So, you know, we'll just, we'll start to move on the way out and exit this whole thing. And I just want to say, if you made it this far, thank you very much. But, we'll give them our socials, where they can find us, where they can hit us up. And, like I said, this is our first time recording this. So we're going to obviously listen back. We're going to see things that we want to change. If there's things that are bothering you, let us know as far as like, you know, audio things. Like for instance, you had your air conditioner on earlier and we could hear that a little bit. So we took care of that. So sometimes it's hard in the moment to pick up little things. And we'll get that out of the way. But if you want to contact me, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok and YouTube at FIGHEEL. You can follow me there as well as Facebook or on X at the FIGHEEL. So at FIGHEEL on X is also mine, but they locked me out of my account and they will not give it back to me. So I had to start all over at the FIGHEEL. But and you can pick up my books, the Wrestling Figure Encyclopedia or the Unreleased Wrestling Figure Coloring Books on Amazon.com or go to heelbooks.com. Also, you can go on Whatnot and you can pick up my retro figure right there. We have a little couple left. So yeah, let them know where to find you.
I'm at Figvolt on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. It's all at Figvolt.
On Whatnot, obviously. So we're both, I'm at Figvolt.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And honestly, if you find one of us, you'll find the other because we tag each other in a lot and follow each other. So it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah. And make sure you follow us at Case Fresh.
Yes.
It's at Case Fresh on Instagram, X, Facebook.
Yep.
YouTube. Give us a follow there.
Yep. We're trying to make this thing grow. But thank you for joining us on the pilot episode of the Case Fresh podcast with Fig Vault and Fig Heel. We will see you next week, guys. Thank you. And stay case fresh.
Goodbye.